Good evening.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening to everyone. Near and far, we welcome you to the blog line. This is the prayer and praise line where we give God the honor, the glory. We give God the fruit of our lips. At this time, without any further ado, I would like to introduce to you Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson. He's one of the world's greatest saxophonists. Amen.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Ambassador Nick, and this wonderful Ambassador Nick Benita Frierson from Michigan. I want to just thank you all for joining us on the blog line, the blog radio. And thank God for Ambassador Nick, Latanya Williams, and for Ambassador Nick, all these Ambassador Nick, amen, who are coming to be a part of what we're doing on the Sunday night, Sunday night broadcast. Amen. God is blessing in an ultra awesome way. I thank God for Ambassador Nick, Thelma Rush, and for Ambassador-elect Missionary Hendricks from Georgia, who will be helping, I understand, on these Sunday nights. And so I'm going to ask Ambassador-elect and then Williams, amen, Latanya Williams, if she would take it in just a moment here. Are there others who are helping her tonight? Introduce them and give them a chance to make their request known unto the Lord and pray, and then we'll go into our praise. Praise the Lord. Are you there, Ambassador-elect Williams? Amen. This is Latanya Williams from
yes, sir.
Arizona.
God bless
Phoenix.
You.
God bless you. It's in your hands. God bless you tonight.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, Chief Ambassador Johnson. Just give an honor to God and to Chief Ambassador Johnson for the vision that God has given him for this worldwide praise and this blog line, you know, to have us all come together and just give God praise, give him thank you, hallelujah. And I just want to thank God for those that are tonight that's going to be assisting me. I want to give honor to Ambassador-elect Hendricks and Ambassador-elect Thelma Rush. Amen. God bless you both, women of God. Amen. We're just going to come on tonight and give God the praise. But right now we want to just take a moment and just think about all the things that God has already done for us. And just begin to just, you know, just think about those things. Amen. And then right now we're going to take like 25 seconds. We're going to pause. And if you have any prayer requests up before God, you want to put it up before God. This is your personal prayer time with God. We're going to take 25 seconds and just give you a chance to think of any prayer requests you have up before God, and then we're going to come back and we're going to thank him for it in advance. Amen. So right now we're just going to, well, let's just pray. Amen. Amen. Let's just pray first. Father God, we just want to thank you for what you've done. First and foremost, God, we want to thank you for this time. Lord God, we want to thank you for this space, Lord God. We want to thank you, Lord God, for thinking about us, God, for being so mindful of us, Father God. We want to thank you how you kept us all through this week, Lord God. We want to thank you how you kept our families, God, safe even over the holiday, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that your will continue to be done. We just thank you for your love and your grace, God. We ask you to continue to bless this blog line, Lord God, near and far, all around the world, God. Bless it, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, right now we're going to take this 25 seconds, and, Lord God, the people that have prayer requests up before you, Father God, we want to just take that time right now just to acknowledge you. Hallelujah. So right now, just going to take 25 seconds. It's going to be a brief pause, and we're going to come back and thank God for those praises, for those requests that you have before him. Amen. We're going to thank him like it's already done. Amen. Amen. I don't have any music for you yet, but I'm going to have it next Sunday. Amen. Amen. So right now, we're just going to take 25 seconds. Let your request be made known unto the Lord, and we're going to come back praising him and thanking him. Amen.
Beautiful. May I interject one thing before we do that?
Yes.
Amen. I do want to didn't mention it to you, but I want to get station identification if we can get it tonight. Let's see if we can get it tonight. If so, then we'll move. If not, we'll move on. Okay. Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, are you there? If so, can you give us a station identification? Evidently, she's not on yet. So then let's make those requests known unto the Lord. And it's in your hands. Amen. God bless you. I'll try to give you some music, maybe. The Lord bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, yeah, just get those prayer requests in your mind. And when we come back after this brief break, we're going to thank God like it's already done. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And now we're going to take those prayer requests that you have put up before the Lord. And at this time, we're going to just begin to just thank God. We're thanking him in advance for the things he's already, well, we're thanking him in advance for the things he's going to do. Amen. And we're thanking him for the things he's already done. And we're thanking him, hallelujah, for even the things he's doing right now, even in the midst of us right now. We're thanking him for who he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm going to start off the first 5 minutes, and then Ambassador-elect Hendricks, if you could take the next 5 minutes, and then Ambassador-elect Thelma Russ, if you could take the next 5 minutes, and I'll just end it out. Whatever time we have left, I'll just close it out at that time. Amen. Amen. So, God, we just thank you right now. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Your lines are open. Just join right on in. We're just going to thank the Lord. We're just going to thank him for what he's done. We thank him for this blog line. We thank him for Chief Ambassador Johnson, hallelujah, for the vision that God has given him. We thank him, Lord God. We thank God for Ambassador Lady Betty, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank God for Ambassador Mother Johnson in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the amazing grace. International Church, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the ministry as a whole, globally, Lord God. This blog line, Lord God, that's reaching countries and continents all over the world, Lord God, all over the globe. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being so mindful of your people, God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for every prayer request that has went up before you, Lord God. We're praying, Lord God, that you bless each and every home. Oh, God, bless them, Lord God, right where they're at. You know every circumstance, Father God. We thank you for the prayer request, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for answering prayer, Father God. We ask you to bless in the name of Jesus, and you get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Come on, Lord, we're just going to thank them. We're going to thank them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for answered prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for blessing the people's finances, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Glory to God. Jesus. Oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Glory. glory, glory, glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you.
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 Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you one more time. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you're so good to us. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you're so good. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You woke us up this morning with our mind on you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you for the help. Thank you for our strength. Thank you that we can get up and call on your name. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you that you can forgive us whatever we did and whatever we think. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you for your mercy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Father, thank you that you can touch. And when you touch us, you know where to touch. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love. Oh, Father, thank you for your love. Your love, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you for your love. How you love us and how you watch over us and how you take care of us. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I said thank you. I thank you, Jesus. And how you've been there for us all the time. And you were there for us all the time. And then you didn't let no trouble or danger come to all the thank you, Jesus. And we can go in and we can come out. Thank you, Jesus. And oh, Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. How you heal our bodies. Oh, Father, how you heal our bodies. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our eyes and all that we can see. And then we can hear your words. Thank you, Jesus. And oh, thank you. How you open our understanding unto you. And oh, Father, you give us understanding to understand you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. And oh, God, you're a good God. Thank you, Jesus. You're so good to us. You're better to us than we are our own selves. Thank you. Oh, Father, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
inside of us and sanctified us and baptized us with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank
you,
and we're going to begin to apply the blood of Jesus on our doorposts,
on
our doorsteps, on our
walls,
every room, on our doors, on our doors, Father God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus, over our homes, in the name of Jesus, for the Lord, 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 the Lord,
Thank you. Y'all are in the right place at the right time, because
I want you to be there at the right place at the right time. Some people are at the right place at the wrong time. Amen.
Huh?
Be praising him, thanking him. And when the Lord led me to have you walk around your house and christen your house, if you can, every night. See, the enemy is trying to attack you not every two or three days, but the enemy is trying to attack you every day of your life. And just because you christened your house yesterday doesn't mean he hadn't been trying to get in there last night. I take it from that woman who on the prayer line gave that testimony. She said, I walked in my kitchen, and oh, my God, there was a rattlesnake crawling through my window, dropping into my sink. See, when the chief and when I get a word from the Lord, see, you got to know, when I get a word from the Lord and tell you walk around your house, walk around your house. Get up, walk around your house. The enemy, you don't know what he's trying to do. Amen. And this is the format that God gave us. We walk through that house pleading the blood of Jesus. Drugs everywhere. If you got a daughter or a son, get up and walk around your house. You don't know what the enemy's trying to do. All kinds of rapists everywhere. People breaking out of prison everywhere. Get up and walk around your house pleading the blood of Jesus. You got same-sex marriage. And if you're a man, see, it used to be that, you had to worry about the women being raped. In this day and time, get up and walk around your house. These crazy folks are just like Sodom and Gomorrah.
Mm-hmm.
Lot was there, and Lot said, take my daughters. Here, I got virgin daughters. Take them. They said, no, we want the men. It's changed over nowadays. And all of us nowadays have to plead the blood of Jesus because the enemy has gone crazy. He's been crazy, but now he'll do anything because he knows his time ain't long. You need a miracle from the Lord. Don't fail to sanctify your house like that. If you possibly can, every day. I thank God for it said to me today, Dr. Johnson, you need to walk through your house and not, I'm sorry, your mother's house because the enemy has been trying to infiltrate there. Demons have come through there. And they've been trying to do this. Witches have come through there trying to do this or that. But plead the blood of Jesus throughout there. I am. I did it today. I'm going to continue to do it. Every day I go there, I'm planning to walk to that house. Pleading the blood of Jesus. Lord, give me strength. Mm-hmm. Don't let the enemy stop me. Don't let him put no blocks in my way to stop me. And in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to block him. Let the curse be reversed. Amen. That we might be able to plead the blood of Jesus, that her memory will be sharp, that her body will be healed. She went over there, and yesterday she couldn't hardly walk. Well, what do you think that is? Do you think that's the Spirit of God or the enemy trying to attack her? It's the enemy trying to attack her.
Mm-hmm.
So I needed to walk through there. I put all of the anointing all on her legs, rubbed her legs down with all of the anointing. And the Lord, whatever God wants me to do, I'm going to do it. Amen. Because the enemy comes to attack you not just yesterday, but today and the next day. Because he doesn't like what you're doing. You got to know that. He doesn't like what you're doing. Amen. In the name of Jesus, do it for the glory of God. It's going to be all right. I wish I could get at least one person to say it's going to be all right. Amen.
It's going
to
be all right.
All
right.
All right.
Amen. It's
going to
be all right.
It's going to be all right.
I want to thank you all for your encouragement. You know, everybody needs to be encouraged. Thank you for every prayer y'all pray for me. Do you think that any person who has started a new awakening, that God used to start a new awakening all around the world where people nowadays are thanking God 1,000 times a day, do you think you need to pray for them?
Mm-hmm.
I'll submit that I would like for you to pray for them. Oh, my God. I heard, I'll leave that alone, but I tell you, I do need your prayers, and I covet your prayers in the name of Jesus. Do you think somebody who not only did that, but someone who the Lord, not me, but through the help of the Lord, God blessed him to fast 1,000 days. Do you think he would need your prayers? I submit to you that I do need prayers. Amen. Amen. So many other things. So I'm praying for you, and I'm asking you all to pray for me. God bless you. We love you. God for you, and we appreciate every prayer you send up for us and for every concern that you have for us. Amen. I know I couldn't have made it this far except y'all were praying for me.
Amen.
I appreciate it. Oh, my God. I got to come on the line, on my prayer line, or either blog line, and give y'all a foretaste, a little bit more foretaste of what I preached today. The Lord didn't speak. It's on the way. Amen. See, you got to know it. It's on the way. I need for y'all to say that for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I need y'all to say that.
It's on the way.
It will never come. But the way you defeat the enemy is he lies. What defeats a lie is the truth. God told me to tell you, because I checked with him before I preached it. I said, Lord, please, I say some things that are kind of maybe kind of far-fetched to some people. In other words, they're incredible prophecies to some people.
Mm-hmm.
And I need you to bring them to pass. And if I'm not saying what you want me to say, please tell me not to say it, Lord, because people are looking for these things to happen. We got Israelites everywhere, and they want to see in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, you promised this, and I said it because you said it. And if it hasn't happened, sometimes they won't believe that we spoke the truth, Lord, because it hasn't happened. What do I tell them now? And guess what he said? He said, tell them. It's on the way. It's on the way.
Yeah.
I need for you to say, point to yourself, tap yourself on the chest and say, God said it's on the way. It's on the way.
It's on the way.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. It's on the way. All right.
Thank you.
You know what? I may try to preach that tomorrow on the prayer line because God gave me scripture reference. And, oh, my God, it got kind of heavy there. I mean, really deep heavy. Not so people can't understand it, but I mean it had such a fervor. It had such a, what you say, footage or foundation to it. Amen. Mm-hmm. And you'll see it if preach it on the prayer line tomorrow. It has foundation to it. God said it's on the way. I think I will. Let me kick it off tomorrow. Lord, do I?
Amen.
I was going to say yes. Let's do it tomorrow. Join me on the prayer line in the morning at 6 a.m. I want to preach that it's on the way. Amen. I don't know. Then maybe Tuesday I'll preach, it's my money, and I want it now.
I receive it in the name of Jesus.
It's my money, and I want it now. You can't afford to miss that one. No, it's on the way. You can't afford to miss it. I'm telling you, it's my money. I gotta get many people on the line to hear that. So the Tuesday, let me see, can y'all do it overnight, get people on the line overnight? I guess you can. If I preach it Tuesday, let me see, they'll give them more time to get them on the line. No, y'all can do phone calling in one day's time and get them on the line the next day. Yeah. Lord, hold on just a minute. Lord, do I preach it's my money and I want it now? When do I preach it? All right, I'm going to preach it Tuesday. And the Lord says, and y'all remind me, I'm not 25 no more, but I'm going to preach it Tuesday, all right? It's my money, and I want it now. I'll preach that Tuesday and try to get people on the line for Tuesday. Now, wait a minute. Maybe God's got me doing a revival, but on Wednesday, I plan to preach that message that God gave me when I was at the hospital visiting with one of my members. I want to preach Wednesday how to get a ring on your finger. I want to preach that. that out to everybody. I want to preach how to get a ring on your finger. All right? Wednesday. Amen. Now, what did I say? Monday, I'm planning on. Tomorrow, I'm going to do. It's on the way.
On the way.
All right? On Tuesday, what am I going to preach?
It's my money. I want it now.
My money, and I want it now. And Wednesday, I plan to preach what?
How to get a ring on your finger.
How to get a ring.
A ring on your finger.
Glory to God.
I want to give y'all some advice on those things. Amen. How to get a ring on your finger.
How to get a ring on your finger.
What was again?
Monday, I'm going to preach. It's on the way.
Thank you.
Tuesday, I plan to preach. It's my money.
I
plan to preach that next Sunday at Amazing Grace. I think I'm preaching next Sunday, how to get a ring on your finger. And then the third Sunday, I'm going to preach it's my money. I want it now. But then the Wednesday on here, Monday I'm going to preach It's on the Way. Tuesday I'm going to preach what, y'all?
It's my money. I want
it's
it now.
My money and I want it now.
Wednesday I'm going to preach what?
How to get a ring on your finger.
Yeah, how to get a ring on your finger. All right, y'all.
Glory to God.
So,
want to hear this one.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
All right. Take care.
All right.
God bless you.
Good night. God bless you. Bye-bye.